Hey, believer, welcome to From Head to Heart. Do you know in your head God loves you, but struggle to feel it in your heart? Have you ever been let down by people so you believe God will let you down too? Do you ever feel like you have to choose between God or your feelings? I'm Jessica, someone who loves Jesus but didn't grow up in the church. For a long time, I believed that if I didn't take care of myself, then no one would. I believed so many lies about my worth and identity in Christ. I wondered if I would ever be able to discern God's voice over my voice. I realized that even in my mistakes, with all the choices I made, I am still loved by a God whose love isn't transactional. Now is your time to finally know and understand God's love for you, that you can trust God and hear from God. If you are ready to grow your relationship with God and need a starting place to process your feelings, pull up a seat and join us at the table. Today is the first day you begin to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Hey, friend, welcome to this episode. Thank you so much for being here. I'm your host, Jessica Hoddle. And before I even get started, make sure you hit that follow button wherever you're listening, whether it's on Spotify or on iTunes or wherever it is. I'm just so grateful that you're here. Have I said that to you lately? It's an honor to be able to walk with you or be in your car with you, wherever you are. It truly blesses me, especially when I get to hear from you. So you can join us inside of the Facebook group community that we have, where we really just are there for each other, and you can post questions and I answer them. I interact with you, but really it's a place of community. And that's what this is really about. Today's topic is processing anger with God. And this is something I felt like in my conversations with people in real life is sometimes this sneaky emotion that really comes up on us. And we don't realize we're in anger. We might think we're upset, but I think that it's important that we talk about this. And this is actually something where it's so important to me that I like want to talk to you about it inside of my spiritual growth framework course and over 6 weeks of spending time together. Make sure you get on the waitlist at jessicahoddle.com/waitlist. But I think that we all have these moments that we are confronted with something that causes us to clench our fists, tighten our jaw, and that make our hearts become hard, right? I can't be the only one where you get that moment. Maybe you're triggered. Maybe a situation happens at work or a friend or something happens and you kind of just want to throw your hands up, right? It's in those moments that we don't need to tell ourselves, well, I just shouldn't be angry. It's in those moments we get to direct our anger to God and not to ourselves, not to the person who wrongfully accused us or hurt us, but to the one who knows the anger that we carry. You know, our anger, it doesn't have to be dismissed. Feelings don't die. Your feelings, they get buried alive. They get deep within our souls and in our bodies and in our tissues and our muscles and our immunity and our immune cells. And they just start to multiply. We can redirect what boils down inside of us to take revenge, and we can shun the existence of connection or communication. We can surrender it to God. It's an exchange. We can redirect it. Here's a prayer. God, I give you the desire for revenge, the hatred stirring in my heart, in exchange for the peace you give that surpasses all understanding. I release this debt to you. See, it's the goodness of God to free us from the weight of anger and hatred that easily misguides our actions. James 1:19-20 says, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Verse 27 goes on to say, therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Some versions of the scripture uses the word wrath, but we cannot accomplish God's will through our outbursts of anger. And I think it's important that I address, we can have feelings and the emotion of anger, but it's what we do in action that is most important, because our actions do not produce the righteousness of God. Our words do not produce the righteousness of God. However, we can find solitude with the Lord and be angry. We can process with a therapist or a trusted friend in a healthy setting. But it's not saying you're not going to have nor experience these things. So the primary difference between godly anger and sinful wrath is selfishness. Wrath is rooted in hurt caused to self. A godly anger is the set of our entire beings against evil, right? It's not motivated by selfishness and maybe totally without any selfish gain. So will our anger produce actions that intend to make the world a better place and help people to hear the gospel in a loving way? Or will our anger retaliate, isolate, and cause someone to potentially stray away from the faith because of our actions? We should be slow to become angry and really filter all those emotions through how God wants us to respond to others. I know that this may seem, oh, well, it seems hard, or it's easy, or I don't deal with anger, or whatever, you know, whatever it is, your stance is on this, but you're obviously listening because you've had moments of anger. And so I want you to get on the wait list for my course, The Spiritual Growth Framework, Learning to Trust God. And the reason why that's the biggest focus is because it's one of the number one things I hear the most, where it's anxiety, it's depression, it's feeling this lack of self-esteem, the lack of confidence, the lack of self-love, things that we address, that I address inside of my course. So make sure you get on the wait list to join us and be with us, be with me for 6 weeks, where we dive deep together in a small group of women to tackle these same emotions and feelings together. Righteous anger stems from anger that arises when we witness an offense against God or his word. And so when we're thinking about anger again, I love to use this example in Ephesians 4:26-27. It says, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger and give no opportunity for the devil. So the scripture tells us a few things. Anger is an emotion, and Paul doesn't say to not have it. This is also telling us that unmanaged anger can lead us to sin. Paul clearly gives us a deadline. It says, do not let the sun go down on your anger. And that if we let our emotions go and just multiply, because a seed only produces after its own kind, it's going to give place for the enemy. And we can see that multiply in our own lives, right? When we let our anger just go. So what are some ways now to walk through anger with God? These are my favorite personally: walk or work out, talk, and solitude. The anger we are experiencing is happening within us. A lot of it's physical. We can feel the energy in us begin to really rise up from adrenaline. So all that adrenaline needs to go somewhere. It typically, you might find it in a shaky knee, right? You might have that nervous, that anxious twitch, I kind of call it, where you're shaking your knee all the time, you're picking at your fingers. Your emotions are communicating with you in your habits. But far too often, our anger gets released through our words, and it's processed in a very unhealthy way, but through our words. Now, when it's processed in a healthy way, we also get movement, like just moving your body. So when you exercise, your brain is intensely focused on the movement, breath in your body. But when you're focused, you are distracted from issues that can cause you stress and anger. But what I also like to think of, it's not really, I don't want you to be distracted and just try to forget it. In some moments we do. We need to repress emotions for the moment until we can bring them inside of our window of tolerance. However, I think when we're moving, it's allowing your body to move through the adrenaline, and it's allowing your body all the energy that is in your veins that's wanting to attack, which is really the fight or flight part of us. That's like, okay, what are we doing? Where are we going? And who do we need to fight? It gives yourself and your body just space between reacting and responding. And so working out, but having regular breaks from repeatedly thinking about the stimuli that causes anger, that is a very effective way. And that exercise can support that. But when you exercise, your heart rate increases and you experience shorter, shallow breaths. And so your body naturally works to slow your breathing to a normal pace, right? When we're thinking about exercise. But other ways is talking through it with a trusted friend, therapist, counselor, mentor. Again, it'd be great to join. You can join us inside the group, a spiritual growth framework. Get on the wait list, jessicahuddle.com/waitlist. The link is below. You can join us in there. But really, I am a verbal processor with somebody so that I can get their feedback. They listen to me, and it has to be somebody that's trusted, that you feel safe with. We don't want to dump, I say that in quotations, on those we care about, but we also want to reflect Christ in those that may not be close to us. So it's important for us to process through this in very different ways. Now, solitude, sometimes we may need space. We need space to be with Jesus and the feelings that we're experiencing. And I don't recommend staying in solitude for too long or for long periods of time, but Jesus practiced solitude and we should too. He needs to be the first person that we go to when we are experiencing anger. Don't let the sun go down in your anger. Be proactive in really redirecting your anger so that your anger doesn't redirect you. I'd love to hear your feedback on today's episode. Come join us inside the Facebook group. Don't forget to get on the wait list, or if you need another resource, you can also pick up my book now, Face Off With Your Feelings, and really begin to learn how to go to the Lord and understand that He is a safe place to land. Thank you for being here with me. And as always, challenge the way you think to change the way you live.
Do you struggle with feelings of deep loneliness, fear of rejection, or FOMO? Do you battle depression and anxiety on a daily basis? Are you unsure of how to handle it all? Do you want to learn how to make better and wiser decisions, deal with past trauma, heal from heartbreak, walk in forgiveness, all from a biblical perspective? I know what it feels like to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders while feeling like you are slowly drowning in it all. I wish I could get rid of the pain that I felt. Yet, I couldn't understand how God loved me on a personal level. Imagine if you had a framework where someone was there to help guide you on how to handle it all while growing your relationship with God and finally learning how to trust Him. This isn't about just praying away your feelings, your loneliness. This is about knowing you don't have to accept them, but you get to walk with the Lord through them. That's why I created the Spiritual Growth Framework course, where I teach you how to heal your heart and your life on the most practical level from a biblical perspective. Friend, it's not about how much you know, but how much you believe about what you know. You don't have to pray away your pain or pretend like it doesn't exist anymore. You don't have to memorize scripture hoping it will all go away. Is memorizing scripture important? Yes, but it's not the only thing. God's with you now and forever. He cares about your pain and your feelings. In my Spiritual Growth Framework course, you'll be able to walk away with practical application steps to heal every day. Not just on long weekends or in the perfect quiet time. I'm here to show you how healing is possible, even in the smallest pockets of time. What if you said goodbye to emotional wounds, unforgiveness, and pain, and say hello to a newfound relationship with God? A place where you feel safe, heard, seen, and loved. A place where you feel like you didn't have to hide. Head on over to jessicahuddle.com/heal to join me today inside of my Spiritual Growth Framework course, where your feelings have a seat at the table but will no longer be the centerpiece. It's time to heal your heart and your life. Head to jessicahuddle.com/heal to get started, and I'll see you there, friend.